name is Jordy Izzard, and I'm with SICE, and I'm an alumni relations officer, and today's date is December 8th, 2010. And I'm here with Gary Gillum, who graduated from SICE in the class of 1966. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions today, go down memory lane, and I really appreciate your time, and we're really glad to have you. So the first question just is kind of thinking back over the course of a very interesting life. What originally brought you to SICE? What can you remember?
I was looking for a career mostly to work in South of America.
South America, yeah. In what countries were you interested in?
Colombia.
That's great. That was like that's where you wanted to go?
At that time, it was the best country.
To go live in?
Yeah.
And to do work in?
Work, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. And what were you wanting to do there?
Economics.
You took a lot of economics at SICE.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And what got you interested in economics? Was it something that you had learned in college, or?
Well, the Peace Corps. I was at MIT. I was there when I was born. And I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do.
When you were there, you didn't know what you wanted to do yet, and so you started thinking about economics. And yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. I almost didn't get in. My grades weren't that good.
But into SICE or into MIT?
Well, it's good enough, but. And I had an interview with a guy. I don't remember his name. And I talked to him for a while, and he said, well, you want to go, we'll take you.
That's great. That's great. And how did you get interested in doing economics in Colombia?
Just because of the countries, and would like to help do learning. And then there was a specific, and I can't remember his name now. And I worked with him. Number of things.
A professor?
Yeah.
At SICE? Who was kind of your advisor, maybe?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just
professor.
Yeah.
That's great. And then did you go down to Colombia while you were still at SICE?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't ready to do that.
Okay.
I wanted to go on to a PhD.
What are some of your earlier memories of being at SICE?
I don't have much about it, but everybody was very nice, bright. That's one of the ones I wanted to have around me.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you remember liking the professors?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the student body as well? Did you make a lot of friends there?
In the it's the Spanish area. That's what I was doing at the time.
And did you do any kind of, do you remember having to do orals? Did you learn Spanish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that's great. And you took a lot of economics courses.
There were only a few there at that time.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me earlier that the school was located and still is on Massachusetts Avenue. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recollection of what was around you at the time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Tell me a little bit about that. What do you remember?
That's hard to tell.
Yeah. Some people know, the reason I ask is some people remember the Canadian Embassy.
Oh, I remember seeing
right next door. Yeah.
That and Brookings.
Brookings is still there. Across the street. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's great. And then when you graduated from SAIS, I know you've had a wonderful career, and I'd love to hear a little bit about it and maybe whether it was something you had intended or whether it was kind of an evolving path.
It was evolving.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
And I went to the University of Chicago.
You moved to Chicago and you worked at the University of Chicago.
Yeah, not working.
Okay.
Still.
Going to school.
Yeah.
DG or PhD.
I wanted to do it. And I was there for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a good town to be in for 5 years. Yeah.
So I'm not so sure about Chicago.
Well, tell me a little bit about, so did you end up, was this in economics?
Yes.
Okay.
That was just economics at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then that was the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. And then
Milton and Friedman, all of the people that have got their work was that they really was not known. It was MIT, Harvard, and Yale.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose Chicago.
That's great. And did you graduate 5 years later with your PhD?
No.
Okay, tell me about your career. How did that evolve?
Well, I had a wife at the time, and she was a little tired of that. So I looked for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the AEA has a program, and that was I got a job at Philadelphia in the Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. It turned out to be quite good.
Great.
That department had blop. It wasn't any good.
Right.
And I and another, maybe four or five, were very interested in doing good work.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked for some time. But there was a guy above me,
mm-hmm.
and it was a little hard working with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little bad on him,
mm-hmm.
what he wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted something else.
Mm-hmm.
And we had all these young people, and we had a very good time, and there was a woman economist.
Mm-hmm.
We know her well, very well.
Oh, great.
And what's Anita?
Anita Summers.
Anita
mm-hmm.
Summers.
Mm-hmm.
And her...
Larry Summers' mom.
Larry Summers' mother. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Anita Summers, you worked with her. That's great. And you still know her.
Yeah. I didn't work with her. She was doing something on the schools of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And we got in and interested in that.
You then sort of shifted gears? And
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just listening.
Okay.
What she was doing was powerful work.
Mm-hmm.
But after a time, there was a blow-up in the department.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there because we wanted to have a job.
Sure, yeah.
And that's when I went into Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. So after Philadelphia, you went back to Chicago. Is that right?
No.
No? Okay. No. You came to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay.
At that time, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what did you do in Washington?
As an economist at the Federal Reserve.
Okay, so you continued work in the Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, at the top in Washington.
Great. Yeah. And tell me about that. How was that experience for you?
Well, it took a time to get to the Lord what it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a big project to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Things. I can't remember all of it now.
That's okay.
But they liked me, and they gave me other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that it was something called the discount counter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 12 banks in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they said, Gary, we want you to take that over.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in...
And it was called the discount...
Yeah.
Discount
window.
Discount window?
This is discount window.
And you took over the discount window.
Yeah.
Okay.
On all of the 12 mm-hmm. banks I would go to
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and see how they were working.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, how do I do that? I said, well, you've got to figure that out. And that took some time figuring out how to do this.
Right.
It was, and it turned out to be very different what was very different what others were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would find people in the discount and pick three people and, mm-hmm. and myself, and I did something very different in how to work it and all that out.
Right.
So I picked several of the companies. First, Kansas City, and what was the next? San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see this. And then another one, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go out there would be four in the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To four of these cities?
Yeah.
And how long were you working with it on the discount window project?
It's not just a project, it's something that has to be done.
Right, and was that for a period of like 10 years, or?
Easily 10 years.
Did that evolve into another part of your career, or is that where it ended?
Yeah, that's when I finally got to Washington. And I went to each place, I would take people with me and make them work and get a bit of book like this and talk to them. Then at the end of the time, I had to speak to the president of the bank.
Okay. Wow.
What
is
your bank? It has its work.
Yeah. That's exciting.
And as I learned, they were not doing the same things. And some of them were not very good at it all. And I learned, I said, you're going to have to get good grades. You got to have to do the right things. Pliantly.
Did they listen?
Yeah.
Good.
The presidents did.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I started with the small ones. New York is at the top of it. So I left it for the last. So I would know what I would know.
That's terrific. And is that how your career ended?
No. I came to the board. What was it now? What year? But coming there, I didn't want to go there. But where was it
he didn't want to go?
Going back in time a little to the move from Philadelphia to D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you get involved in Y2K?
Oh, that's 2000.
It's 1999, 2000?
Yeah.
And you got involved in Y2K?
That, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, did a lot of work. Talking with hundreds of bankers all across the country.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Yeah. Everybody was talking about that for a long time before right. nothing, yeah. everything yeah. was fine, right? When the clock turned.
Yeah, they were worried about it. I figured it was going to be all right.
You weren't worried?
No, you had to worry a little. You had to think about things.
Okay.
But why should it be a big change? Except the clocks. That was just what it would be. And I was very involved in that. And then that morning, I had to be there at 7 in the morning. Others had been overnight. And I knew about all the big banks, and I sat around for a while because of the banks were going to open to 9 or 10, and And I, before I'd gone up to there, to the building, I got out of C3M in the morning when the bankers were going to open it up.
Right. And what happened?
Nothing happened.
Good. Good job.
There were a lot of people doing it, but I was there. And there was one guy says that the banks are gone.
Uh-huh.
They're dead. And I said, no, they're not. I know. And I was right.
Good job. That's great. And then things kind of went business as usual after that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, things just proceeded and kind of...
Well, I got into the FOMC meetings, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
The presidents.
That's great. That's very exciting.
It was...
That's great.
They're wonderful people.
Good.
Greenspan.
Uh-huh.
I would sit behind him and him
mm-hmm.
sometimes mm-hmm. in the meetings.
That's interesting.
Running the meetings.
Yeah.
Before that, the meetings had to be taped. And I knew about taping from MIT and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The equipment was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kind of closet. Very
right.
Poor. Yeah, not much time you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I worked, you've got this big room and a big table, and it's hard to hear. And Greenspan said, I can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a man that some of the equipment was not a good guy, but and he helped me a lot in what to do. And that was the first time. Then we wanted to get this room was from 1935,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to make it a better room,
mm-hmm.
and I did much of the design of that.
Wow, that's great. Good for you. You've done a lot in your career.
Yeah.
And do you have advice for current students today at SAIS? Is there anything you can think of you'd want to impart to current students?
Oh, you have to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're giving a problem and then it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That I got through most of that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So be open.
Yeah.
And look at what options you have and accept the things you can't really do anything about and look at what you can.
Right.
And focus your efforts on the things you can change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today. And we really appreciate your participating in the Oral History Project. And thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day.
You didn't talk about the downing of the towers.
Oh, we
September
did.
September 11th, Gary was sent to a special secret place
that too.
I still can't get him to tell me where it was to keep the economy going. Make sure nothing else.
I was there, saw the buildings going down.
Yeah, we can. You want to
that was
talk? You want to talk about that?
That's the U. I was in the U. New York Bank.
Well, just a second. I'm gonna.
Okay.